Brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the feast day of one of the 12 apostles, St. Bartholomew, or in the gospel, he's known as Nathanael. I don't know how he got Bartholomew out of Nathanael, but that's their tradition we follow. And he's the one apostle who gets kind of a jab in at Jesus, even before he knows him. He says, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Well, yes, something good can come. Jesus can come from Nazareth. But Nathanael is slow to believe, like many of the apostles. And so Philip says to him, "Well, come and see. Come and see Jesus. Come and experience him." And when Bartholomew, when Nathanael comes up and sees Jesus, he says, "Truly, you're the Son of God." So he goes from saying, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" to, "Wow, you're God," pretty quickly. And Jesus says, "Nathanael, I'm going to show you some greater things than this. You're going to see heaven opened up in front of you. You're going to see the angels coming and going on the Son of God." So he promises great things to Nathanael and to us who follow Nathanael's example and his teaching. Nathanael, we think, went all the way to India eventually and gave his life for our Lord, laid down his life for our Lord. It's thought that the way that he died is that he was filleted. So if you see an image of an apostle carrying around his skin, that's Nathanael. You'll know right away. He was filleted. He died for our Lord in such a glorious way. And so let's follow the example of Nathanael. He'll tell us that something good can come from Nazareth, and he'll come and show us who he is, Jesus himself, who comes to us now in this Holy Eucharist. We prepare our hearts to receive nothing less than Jesus himself.